Listening Library presents Whittington by Alan Armstrong. Read for you by Joel Rooks.
Chapter 1. Whittington meets the lady. She was the ugliest duck he'd ever seen. Purplish black with splotches of white on her wings, red wart skin around the neck, a pink bill. Her eyes were bright black dots. She was lopsided and lurched as she walked from the barn to her bathing place. She bobbled her neck to balance. Her feet were orange. There was a cold wind. It smelled like snow. The cat hunched under a bush, wrapped tight with his ruff up. As the duck approached, the cat eased out. He was the color of old metal, broad-faced with thick whiskers and dark lines that ran from his nose to his forehead and down his back and sides. His coat was rumpled and slack. For all, he was big. His paws were black. His tail was thick and ringed with black circles. It swelled out at the end like a fox's brush. When he stood or sat, he rocked slightly from side to side like a punch-drunk fighter. He was stiff and walked low to the ground. His left ear hung down like a loose flap. He wasn't old, but he looked beaten up.
"Hello," said the cat.
The duck hadn't noticed him. She wasn't frightened, though. She was large and old and long past scaring, if that's what he had in mind. She stopped and gave him a long look, moving her head up and down, then twisting it around, checking what she saw with each obsidian eye, which is the way it is with ducks when they have time.
"Who are you?"
she asked at last.
"Whittington," he said, straightening up a little.
"Whittington?"
she asked, pushing her head forward and cocking it toward him a little, as if to hear better. He nodded.
"Whittington?"
she asked again, stifling a giggle.
"That's a funny name for a cat. It's more like the name of a town."
The cat's eyes narrowed. His tail switched with annoyance.
"Doesn't it mean anything to you?"
"No."
"Then you don't know history," he said. "Whittington is a person in history. He's in books."
The cat settled himself in his dignity and wrapped his tail tight around.
"You mean to tell me that in your family they call you Whittington?"
"No. In my family, or in what used to be my family, they called me Bent Ear. That was before my ear got torn. It used to hang over a little."
The duck nodded.
"Bent Ear is more like it."
"I'm not Bent Ear anymore. My name is Whittington now," said the cat firmly. "Anyway, what's your name?"
"In Bernie's barn, they call me the lady because I'm in charge,"
she said, adjusting her wings.
"Bernie himself calls me Muscovy. Why, I don't know. I'm no more from Moscow than he is, but people and cats like to make up names."
Again the cat's tail flicked and twitched, but he kept his tongue.
"So what do you want, Mr. Whittington?"
asked the lady. She settled, so she was aimed into the wind and began billing her feathers to keep them lined up and fluffed. She had more than 1,000, and they required a lot of care.
"A place to live,"
She jerked her head around in surprise.
You don't have a home?
I did, said the cat. A boy took me in when I was a kitten. Then they sent him away, because he read things backwards. They were ashamed. They'd both been to college and graduate school, and here they had a child who couldn't read. They sent him to a special school out west. They said it was the best thing. He was going to take me along, but they said no.
His voice trailed off.
And?
The duck asked gently.
They never loved me, the cat said, looking away. When the weather got cool, the man started jogging in leggings. I'd be waiting by the door when he got back. If I brushed his leg, he'd get a shock. He'd kick. I'd bite. With their boy gone, they began to wonder why they should care for his cat. When I got into a fight and killed the Tom next door, they threw me out. Or they wouldn't let me in again, which comes to the same thing.
The duck gave him a long look.
Is that how you got your ear? Fighting?
The cat nodded.
It drooped before. He tore it half off, then he bit me in the neck. Must have hit a nerve. That's why I weave. I can't help it.
What did you fight about?
Asked the lady.
Love. A female. Principle. Religion. It's all the same.
No, it is not,
said the lady sharply. She had strong views about romance and dreamed of love.
But I don't see why fighting should get you thrown out. That's what tomcats do. Everybody knows that. I think you're well rid of that family. Lucky they didn't have you put down.
If they'd tried, they'd have paid in blood.
Yes, said the lady after a pause. The senior barn rat is one-eyed now from the pecking he got when they ganged up on the gray rooster. I'd have said that rooster was a dandy and a coward. But when you're fighting for your life, you'll risk everything.
She gave a shudder, her way of shaking something unpleasant from mind.
Why don't you try for another family? Wait and meow by a neighbor's door and see if they'll take you in.
Because I'm not cute anymore, said Whittington. My voice is harsh. I've got the shakes. I have opinions. I like to stay out. I stink. I like to fight. I'm not a house pet.
The lady nodded.
I guess not.
The wind picked up. The lady shifted into it like a moored dory. She waited for the cat to speak, but he didn't. Snow was coming. She wanted to get to her bath.
So what do you want from me?
She asked.
A place in the barn.
She cocked her head.
Why don't you just take it?
I want to be part of the talking. If I'd snuck in, the chickens would have been afraid, and maybe you too. I didn't want that. I want friends.
He paused. The lady didn't say anything.
I can help out, he added. I'm a good ratter.
Really?
Said the duck, leaning forward.
Most cats are afraid of rats.
It's my specialty.
That I'd like to see. They just killed one of my friends.
She shuddered again.
Enough of that.
The lady heaved herself up and flexed her wings. They were large. For a moment, she towered over the cat.
I'll have to ask the others,
she said as she headed to the pond. Chapter 2. The Animals in the Barn. The horses knew snow was coming.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?